Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast, exclusive content for the Busted Open Nation, so please subscribe. And I have with me the innovator of violence, the landlord of the House of Hardcore, Tommy Dreamer. Tommy, how are you, man?
Man, I missed hearing that. You haven't brought that out since the whole coronavirus thing, so I'm glad that you brought it back. This is exclusive as well.
Yes, this is extremely exclusive because we're doing this for the Busted Open Nation, the Busted Open Podcast. I hope everyone has subscribed. And you know what? We're going to do something completely different we've never done before, Tommy. Since you and I are the uber fans on this show, we are going to go back and watch some of the greatest matches, some of the greatest moments of all time. And we're going to do it along with the Busted Open Nation. I don't have a name for it, Tommy. Maybe the nation can help, you know. Tweet at us at Busted Open Radio using the hashtag Busted Open Podcast. Maybe the nation can come up with the name.
I think it's a great idea. I mean, it's kind of going to be like, you know, Mystery Science Theater, wrestling Mystery Science Theater meets Watch Along, meets me and you just talking about professional wrestling.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to this. And since it's WrestleMania week, Tommy, by the way, don't forget to listen to our WrestleMania special on Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern time. Me and Bully Ray are going to recap what took place on Saturday, and we're going to get you ready for what's taking place on Sunday. So make sure to listen to that on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156. But Tommy, since it is WrestleMania week, I figured we'd go back and see a match from the first ever WrestleMania back in 1985.
Oh man, March 31st, I was 14 years old and I was there, baby. I cannot wait to go back. I was also there February 28th, where it was the match set it up in the war to settle the score. And you talk about electricity, and you would always hear Gorilla Monsoon talk about you could cut it with a knife. I was so excited when Mr. T was going to hop the guardrail, and it was all during the whole Captain Lou Albano, Cyndi Lauper, the Rock and Wrestling Connection was going on. And I remember that was the first time I started hitting my father like, Dad, Mr. T's here. Oh, my God. Like, and I was hitting my father like, Mr. T is here. That would be the equivalent to like the biggest celebrity on television. Mr. T was such a big deal. And for him to be there at the event where I was sitting in my head and then like, you know, the angle that pursued. And if you think about how the times have changed, it was almost 1 month before they set up this super card, where you think about now the Royal Rumble starts January all the way up to the end of March, April, where you know here comes WrestleMania and it's, you know, WrestleMania season. But they literally had 1 month to go to promote their main event of this first ever show.
All right. So I'm going to quote my father, who said, keep it in the condom because we got a lot of information, but we should do it along with the Busted Open Nation. So we're not watching the entire first WrestleMania. We're going to watch the main event. So I need everybody that wants to watch along with us as we're talking. You don't have to. You could just listen to Tommy and I talk. But if you want to watch the main event of WrestleMania, the first ever WrestleMania along with us, go to the WWE Network and we're queuing it up, Tommy, at 1 hour, 45 minutes, and 6 seconds. We couldn't make it simpler. 1 hour and 45 minutes and 6 seconds into the first ever WrestleMania. You know what I'm talking about if you see Liberace and the Rockettes in the ring. So 1:45:06. Wait for it. I'm going to wait for the nation to find the exact particular point in the card for where we're going to talk about it. So it's 1:45:06. Cue it up. And do you have it queued up, Tommy, to 1:45:06? 1 hour, 45 minutes, and 6 seconds into the first WrestleMania.
I am ready. That's such a great random time. I love it.
It's you can make it simpler. 1 hour, 45 minutes, and 6 seconds. So you got it queued up. So here we go. When I will tell you, I'll count down and I'll say play. When I say play, that means hit play. So 5, 4, 3, two, one, and play. And as I said, there you see in the ring, the great Liberace, who's the timekeeper for the match, Liberace dancing in the ring with the Rockettes.
He is so happy. He hasn't missed a step. What do you mean, Dave?
And I love the yellow fingers in the audience, because Dusty Rhodes used to call Hulk Hogan yellow finger because of those yellow fingers that you see, those foam yellow fingers that a lot of audience, you know, a lot of members of the audience have bought.
Now, you know, you were an NWA guy. I was just a pro. You were what
we look at the dance Liberace's doing. He's all into it. Look at the man with the vinyl jacket. Look at him go.
And there's Billy Martin with Howard Finkel, the special guest ring announcer. Now, Dave, you were an NWA guy.
Yes.
I was a all-out professional wrestling fan. You were what we make fun of today when there's the mix between AEW and NXT.
Yep.
You were that guy. You hated this.
Despised it.
To be honest, I hated Liberace being there. I loved Billy Martin being there because he was a beloved, you know, New York Yankee. The pomp. We understand it now as we get older why the WWE and Vince McMahon put this all together. And I know from stories that Shane McMahon has shared with me of, and you know, they've said this publicly, if this event wasn't successful, here comes the greatest. Is that his name spelt wrong? Muhammad Ali. You know, I think is that how you spell his name?
I think, yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Two M's?
Now, anyway. This is also the Madison Square Garden Network, who some random fan that ran into the ring, they thought it was Sammy Hagar, but I digress.
But they did all this because Liberace, it's the same like where we talk about Gronk. Gronk will get more eyes on the product. Or last year it was, you know, when Ronda Rousey and all that stuff. They wanted to use these mainstream celebrities to try to get, you know, people watching this on this thing, this new thing called pay-per-view.
Yep.
That is the New York State Athletic Commission boxer. He was the guy who ran it. Man, he used to have to go get his license through him. I forgot his name. I'm not listening to the volume. Damn it. He was a good dude, man. Me and my father used to always go, because to be a wrestler in New York, you used to have to go down to New York City and get a cardiogram and get an actual physical from their doctor to allow you to be a wrestler.
Wow. So, all right. So we have Muhammad Ali, and the story is that Pat Patterson turns out to be the referee. Muhammad Ali is the referee outside the ring. And it turns out that they just didn't trust Muhammad Ali to be the referee. So they brought in Pat Patterson to actually be the referee for the match.
And it's amazing that they didn't trust Muhammad Ali, who had matches already. I mean, what would he do? Go into business for himself and knock out Hogan, which would have been awesome.
And here comes Rowdy Roddy Piper and Paul Orndorff and Ace Cowboy Bob Orton. They're going to be coming down the aisle into the ring in just a moment. But you asked me about that. I was an NWA guy. This WrestleMania, first of all, I think you would agree, Tommy, there would be no WrestleMania without Hulkamania. I mean, Hulkamania was all the rage at this time. So this was kind of a playoff of Hulkamania, WrestleMania.
Well, if you talk about, or if you asked Roddy Piper, Roddy Piper would always say, yes, Hulkamania was it, but did people pay to see Roddy Piper get his ass kicked by Hulkamania? That's a big question that lived throughout the ages in professional wrestling. And Piper was convinced if it wasn't for him, there would have been no WrestleMania. And if you think about it, he was the heat. He was the heater from what he did last month to Captain Lou Albano, what he did to, you know, and all those promos, what he did to Cyndi Lauper. It was, you know, I know I was paying to see Hulk Hogan kick his ass. You can't, just like any great movie, any great book, anything, to have a great babyface superhero, you need a great villain. And Roddy Piper was. Dave, we're not doing audio. I mean, we're doing audio, but we're not doing video as well, are we?
No, I believe we're doing audio and video. I think. I could be wrong. Mother All Marissa right. would have to tell us. Well, but I see you. But, oh, look, you got the Hot Rod t-shirt on.
I pulled this one out of the closet. It makes my man boobs look super big, but I don't care. It's for a Roddy Piper. I love him.
We're just doing audio, but I had to say video because I knew you had something special to show. So I just worked you there. But you mentioned before thanks. About WrestleMania.
Wearing white t-shirts. They turn yellow for some reason. Look at this place pop. I don't even have the volume on. Look at this place pop. I was part of this electricity. If it wasn't for me, they would have had, what was it, 19,820, something like that. There's Vince.
That's right. It would have been one or two short. Now you forget, because Jimmy Superfly Snuka was with Mr. T and Hulk Hogan in this match. And boy, this is really the start of the decline of Jimmy Superfly Snuka, because months before this, he was in the feud with Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Yeah, and when you talk about not trusting someone, that's why in this match, they took out Snuka, and I believe Mr. T was supposed to be, it was supposed to be Hogan and Mr. T, or in some places have said it was supposed to be Jimmy Snuka and Mr. T, but I don't think that holds true. But Jimmy got demoted down the card because of he was unreliable, and which sucks, because it would have changed the face of wrestling history.
Yeah, think about that. That's crazy. Now, earlier you asked about, you know, I was an NWA guy and I wasn't crazy about this first WrestleMania because of Billy Martin and Liberace and all the superstars and everything else. You know, WrestleMania was WWF's answer to Starrcade. You know, Starrcade was first, and this was kind of their answer to that supercard that was Starrcade for the NWA. But this was truly the beginning of sports entertainment as instead of the old school pro wrestling.
Yep. And Dave, man, I'm going to get back to that question. I mean, to what you were just talking about, but this, I'm getting goosebumps, and I don't need to tap on my arm like The Rock does, because I haven't seen this probably since maybe 1986. First of all, I'm laughing at the old man with the broom in the left corner sweeping the debris, because if that happened today, Vince McMahon would have that man removed as quick as could be. And then, of course, Paul Orndorff just took this old man's broom and broke. Oh, my God. He broke his broom.
And now the old man is like, now, like, he just sulks away because now he's got no broom. I guess he figures my day's over now. I don't have a broom to work with anymore.
And that is a union worker at Madison Square Garden, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, now, this is what you hated. And I did too, man. I didn't think, you know, and as wrestling fans, we don't, Liberace should serve no purpose. And I believe he has a little tinkle bell that he will ring shortly. If I didn't see any of this, because I remember having to go back and watch it because I was pretty high up and there was no screen. You just had to watch it as it was happening. Look at the jacked body of Paul Orndorff. My God.
He was in amazing shape. Hulk Hogan and Mr. T going up against Rowdy Roddy Piper and Paul Orndorff. Jimmy Snuka in the corner of Hogan and Mr. T, and Ace Bob Orton in the corner of Roddy Piper and Paul Orndorff. And this is old school, too, in the fact that, and they probably changed it on the WWE Network, but when Hogan came to the ring, it wasn't Real American. It was Eye of the Tiger.
Eye of the Tiger, baby. I remember me, look at the tinkle bell. See, told you. Yay, Liberace. I also saw a Bill Apter, a George Appalatown. Look at how everybody is just packed and jammed in. And have you ever been to the Garden when you were younger?
No, my mother and father, going to New York would be like going to Tokyo. They never wanted to venture into New York City. So all the wrestling that I saw was in Jersey, William Patterson College. Right. The Meadowlands, of course. It honestly wasn't until I was in high school that I first went to see wrestling at Madison Square Garden.
My father, when he would take me to events, he was kind of like the father of the Goldbergs. It would be like, if we're walking at the hockey game at the end of the second period, he's like, okay, we got to go home. We got to beat traffic. And I'd be like, no, I want to see the third quarter. Or, you know, we'd leave after the seventh inning stretch of a baseball game. But there was no way my father would let, I would never leave this event. I was glued to this. I would like to tell you that I wore would be the equivalent to mom jeans back then. And my Hulk, I had a straight up Hulkamania shirt, brother. I was so hulked out.
You were? My father didn't like wrestling at all. But the first time he took me, Hogan was going up against Dr. D. David Schultz. And my father actually jumped to his feet when Hogan's music started playing. When I had to Dun, dun, dun. He got on his feet. He was getting into it. I was so proud of my dad when he first got into it because I knew he wasn't a fan. I think he became a fan that night.
Look at this. This is such a big fight feel. This is like big fight boxing, UFC. and the intensity that Piper has, and this is with an untrained wrestler, Mr. T. He's not a wrestler. He's an actor and a stuntman.
Oh, yeah. And think of this now, because you mentioned it. First of all, look at the time. It's 3:07 in the afternoon. The main event is taking place at 3:00 in the afternoon. But this would never, ever happen today. Like, that pop that you heard would never happen for a couple of different reasons. One, people would have their cell phones out taking video. They wouldn't be, you know, jumping up and down, screaming and yelling because they want to take video on their cell phones. And the other thing, the crowd would be split because everybody was behind Hogan and Mr. T. But if this was taking place today, there would be as many fans rooting for Piper as they were for Hogan.
Yeah. And, you know, the build up to this too. First of all, look at the shape Roddy Piper's in, man. He is jacked. And I remember they would do all these vignettes and they only had, you know, a month really. And they were training at Mid City Gym. And then remember Hulk and Mr. T were training in Venice Beach and they were doing like all these different workouts. Mr. T, by the way, does not know how to lock up.
No.
But it didn't matter. It didn't matter back then to the, because, you know, when we say we're spoiled as wrestling fans, everything in this point is real. And it is real to Mr. T because he don't know what he's doing.
Yeah. And Roddy Piper wasn't exactly going to give any kind of popcorn punches to Mr. T either. How about the lead up to this match? Because you talked about how big this was and how mainstream WrestleMania was. Leading up to this is that infamous spot with Richard Belzer when Mr. T and Hogan were guests and Hogan put Richard Belzer in the sleeper hold and he conked out, let him go, and he cracked open his head. Do you remember that?
I do. And this was, they also were on set. They hosted Saturday Night Live with Billy Crystal.
Yep.
And they had that awesome segment with "You Look Marvelous." By the way, Jimmy Snuka just went to the top rope. I think he thought it was the finish already. And Muhammad Ali getting in the ring. It broke down. But, you know, honestly, it's as simple as this where, and I'm not saying they probably called a lot of stuff. There's Billy Martin. He don't care. He's just happy. He's probably
he's hammered.
This chaos and everybody is standing. Look around. There's not one person in their seats. I was one of them. Oh, such heel heat. Piper leaving. How dare you do that?
You have two referees, and neither one of them are trying to count Roddy Piper out, by the way.
We got to learn how to do this with audio, because then we wouldn't hear our audio. Damn it.
No, but Marissa can bring up – Mother Marissa, who's running the board for this show, she can bring up the audio whenever we want it. So if you call –
This is our pilot episode. These are only going to get better. I can feel it. I'll probably go back and watch this now just to feel the electricity.
And also, too, you can use – hashtag Busted Open Podcast at Busted Open Radio for anything more that you want to hear when we do these things too. Do you want us to do more calling of the match? Do you want more stories? You know, we listen to the Busted Open Nation here, Tommy.
The nation should say what matches they want us to watch.
Ooh, I didn't even think of that. Genius you are.
Well, you know, I can produce some stuff as well, even though we got the greatest producer of all time, Mother Marissa, there.
That's right.
Here we go. It's breaking down. And for two referees, yeah, it shouldn't be breaking down, but it is.
Yeah, Pat Patterson doesn't care. Muhammad Ali is lost. And I don't even think Muhammad Ali right now is looking at the ring.
He's probably calling, "Hey, gimmick, get over here." Look at that sell job. Do you know the only two wrestlers that ever were at WrestleMania 1 and made it to WrestleMania as fans?
You?
Mm-hmm.
There's only two, right?
Two.
All right, I'm gonna guess. These are my guesses. You and Nunzio.
You got it. Little
yeah. Blue.
And he made it at WrestleMania 20, which was at Madison Square Garden. And he said it was the happiest he ever was because his dad, who took him to this show, and then he got to see his son perform at WrestleMania, which is cool. Nice hip toss. That's it.
Actually, you know, Mr. T looks pretty good. Body slam by Mr. T. We just saw a hip toss. Look at rake of the eyes on Paul Orndorff. Look at Paul Orndorff could sell too. Jeez Louise.
Well, I don't know why Mr. T, who looks again in phenomenal shape, he's blown up and his underwear is showing. Look how blown up he is already on the corner.
Yeah, he's almost dead. Oh my gosh, he is so blown up.
To the gill. Oh, what a bump. The only other person who goes over the back of the way that way is Adrian Adonis. Though it's so hard to do that bump nowadays because the ropes are so tight. Look at the looseness of the ropes. But going over backwards like that, you know, a lot of guys kind of turn to the side. But the looser ropes, you can do that. There's somebody's jacket.
That's the other thing, too. Look at around ringside. Now around ringside, there's nothing around ringside. All these photographers, just random people, police officers. Like, it's like Penn Station around ringside.
It looks like a mosh pit. And that's how it should be. There are so many photographers, Muhammad Ali getting involved there. There were so many photographers, so many extras, so many, because I mean, if you watched going to the ring, all the wrestlers that were standing, you even saw the Iron Sheik wearing a do-rag, literally watching the show. And if you follow Brian Gewirtz, he was the head writer for Raw for a long time. When he wrote a Monday Night Raw, he particularly did an entranceway, old school, just like that, because he saw this WrestleMania as a kid. So he copied that in one of the WrestleMania matches that were at WrestleMania.
Just all the mainstream press, too. Like a lot of photographers that you don't normally see at a wrestling event, because this was big. Like we talked before, this was mainstream. Look at Pat Patterson's getting physical with Mr. T. This is crazy. Two referees that don't know how to referee. Can we get a real referee in this match, please? Look at, they talk about AEW, how AEW doesn't respect the 10-second or the 5-second rule. Look at this. This is awful. Now Pat Patterson is refereeing the referee of Muhammad Ali. The referee needs a referee.
He's telling him to get out of the ring. Meanwhile, if Mr. T could ask for oxygen, I think he would. Look at him.
He is completely blown up. This is amazing.
And please pull up your pants, Mr. T. Come on, you're on television.
He is so blown up, he doesn't care that he's showing his underwear.
He's wearing tighty whities. The first sign, if you are a wrestler and the person on the apron is blown up, is exactly how Mr. T leans on the ropes right now. And when you go to wrestling training, when you are tired, and me and Bully Ray do it at our, you know, at Team 3D Academy, when guys start, we say, get off the ropes, get off the ropes. One, because if a guy hits the ropes, you'll go flying. And two, it just, you having to stand there when you're winded is actually helping you get conditioning because of situations like that. And we always say, what if the main event of WrestleMania, would you be sucking wind like that?
I mean, most people, you would agree though, Tommy, that most people bought a ticket to see this main event. Like, you know, unlike other WrestleManias, there was some there was some enhancement talent, so to speak, on this card. You know, there was definitely an undercard for the first ever WrestleMania.
Oh man. King Kong Bundy, SD Jones, Ricky Steamboat versus Matt Bourne, what's his name? Tito Santana versus the Executioner, who was Playboy Buddy Rose. And I totally forgot because I went and looked up the results. Brutus Beefcake wrestled David Sammartino on this with Bruno in his corner.
I completely forgot about that. Me too. David Sammartino, I think, was gone from the WWF about 6 months after the first WrestleMania.
Yeah. Top rope, high rent district. Using the tag ropes, ladies and gentlemen. I love the tag ropes. He's falling because he can't even stand.
Oh, we're hearing a little bit of Jesse the Body Ventura. But wait a second. That's an illegal tag, Tommy. You can't do that. Mr. T, you have to be over the top rope. You can't make a tag through the ropes like that.
Okay, Dave, this would be the equivalent if you were in Hulk Hogan's partner. Come on now. He did have the tag rope. Boots to Mr. T. He is now getting a wedgie. Look at him. He cannot breathe.
He can't even stand up at this point.
And when you talk about conditioning, you talk about what we all see. Mr. T is probably number one, really fighting with Paul Orndorff. And he also has no wind and he's done nothing. And when you talk about excitement and energy and blow, your mind will blow you up quicker than your body because Mr. T really hasn't done a lot. And I'm telling you, Bully and I always talk about this, like about calm down. because your mind will get racing and then you have no more gas left in you. And we are seeing this where Paul Orndorff with that body physically cannot pick up Mr. T, and Muhammad Ali is blocking the hard camera. If this happened today, Vince would probably go out and fight Muhammad Ali. Look
Vince
at this.
McMahon just breathe. Must have been ecstatic at this point that he knew what a hit this show was before it was even over.
Well, like I said before, I know, like talking with Shane, he was like, our family, and they've documented this on WrestleMania. They put their entire, they remortgaged their home. I remember Shane telling me, like, he remembers doing flyers and posters with his father. And like, they knew if this didn't hit, the WWE was out of business. By the way, Mr. T did nothing and tagged back in Hulk Hogan because he can't breathe. Look at him.
Yeah, he literally just laid on the mat face first.
He was in a front face lock where Piper was probably telling him to breathe. And then probably said, go make the tag because you're doing nothing. Look at him.
For those who aren't watching along with us, Mr. T is on his knees outside the ring, on the ring
Mr.
apron.
He is doing the Tim blown up. Tebow right now.
Wait a second. And we're hearing, like, Mother Marissa turned up the volume for a second. You hear, I forgot that it was Jesse Ventura and Gorilla Monsoon doing the commentating, because it was normally for these shows, Patterson and Gorilla Monsoon, but yep. Pat Patterson's the referee.
We're going home. Jimmy Snuka jumped in early. Here it comes. Boom.
All right, turn it up, Mother Marissa. Turn up the volume.
Down for the cover, Pat Patterson. He got it.
That's it.
The place is going nuts. Mr. T is dead on his feet. And Jimmy Snuka in the ring did absolutely nothing to help anybody.
Well, to be honest, Jimmy Snuka ran in the ring and headbutted Bob Orton and then got thrown out, which did nothing. He blew his spot, or he came in just too early. He was supposed to Orton deliver that, and then Snuka gets rid of him. With two referees, been totally out of control. Oh, my God. Oh, Pat Patterson just got sucker punched by Roddy Piper to keep his heat.
Roddy Piper, very upset.
Roddy Piper. That was spectacular. And if you remember, the aftermath of this was Paul Orndorff then turned on Roddy Piper. Why is Mr. T caring about Paul Orndorff right now?
Because he's just a gentleman. He's a sportsman. And this this started the story, Tommy. This is where you started to – these are certain little drops of the evidence that he was going to turn babyface.
Now, if you think about, look at that guy right there and his body, how he went from top heel, top babyface, back to top heel. Him and Roddy Piper never held the WWE heavyweight titles.
Wow.
I don't even know. I'm trying to think. Paul Orndorff never held any title in the WWE.
No, he was never an intercontinental champion or anything.
Never a tag champion. And I mean, what an amazing wrestler.
His head doesn't know what's gone.
And by the way, this is the end of the show for the crowd, and everyone was happy. Mr. T literally did nothing. I think that was a worse performance than, I mean, Lawrence Taylor by far blew him away, but also tells you how great of a worker Bam Bam Bigelow was, because that was the last time, I guess, after this, we saw another celebrity enter and have a match like that.
You know what's crazy is that you just mentioned this is the end of the show. Number one, you mentioned about Mr. T. One thing that Mr. T did do, though, is set up that story with Paul Orndorff by helping him up off the mat. So that was the one good thing Mr. T did in this match. And the other thing you're talking about, the show is over. This is the last match. This is the main event. WrestleMania is over. Not one person in the crowd is leaving. Everybody wants to see Hogan pose.
I also remember this being on the 11 o'clock news across the board on, like, all this Warner Wolf, who always did New York on, I believe it was CBS, but every channel had this. And then in the newspaper, it was the next day too. And it was, you know, pictures. Normally they would just do results, but it was pictures. And that's the vision. Because look at it. You have Liberace, Muhammad Ali, Billy Martin, all in the ring with Mr. T. And it's all these mainstream stars surrounded by, you know, these crazy pro wrestlers. Yeah, Mr. T, you did nothing. Why did I love you so much? I have a picture of me and Mr. T. Hang on. It's right behind me.
Do you really? No. Where did you meet Mr. T?
Come on now. I'm Tommy Dreamer.
Oh, look at that. You got to post that on social media when we drop this one for the nation, because they got to see that. That's amazing. God, I'm so, you are unbelievable. You've been able to
live your dream. I keep it displayed. I'm very, very proud of him. I used to love Mr. T. I had his doll, and his performance was horrible. I don't remember how bad he was. Yeah, you did nothing. I'm surprised you didn't vomit on him. Showing the instant replay. Here comes the finish. Pat's distracted. The referee doesn't see this. Hits him with the case, that the cast, which just happened 1 month earlier. Jimmy broke Bob Orton's arm.
That's right. And that's right, right in the back of the neck.
And Bob Orton's arm did not heal for at least 7-8 years.
Yeah, boy. I mean, it was a terrible, terrible break.
Here's another view. Think of how this is how WrestleMania is ending, with instant replays. This is the best. It's so simplistic in its form, and this is why I love it.
But here we are. The match ended 5 minutes ago, Tommy, and still no one has left. Hogan and Mr. T are leaving the building, okay? Yep. And still not one person has left Madison Square Garden. That's how over. You know, you talk about some of the most popular. Look at this. Look at the – now they're finally starting to venture out a little bit, now that there's nobody in the ring. It's crazy how big this was. There's Mean Gene Okerlund interviewing Hulk Hogan and Mr. T after the big victory of the first ever WrestleMania. Jimmy Superfly Snuka is there. He's saying, hey, brother, to Mean Gene Okerlund.
There's T's posse, his entourage in the back. By the way, we also saw a clip. He was the guy who helped bring Piper back. That's Rich Herring. He was part of the WWE. He was then, after that one guy we pointed out, he became the president of the New York State Athletic Commission. And then right after it kind of got decommissioned, he still works for WWE. Great guy. And he handles a lot of the WWE business. I love Rich. And I couldn't believe I seen him. I haven't seen him in years. Wow.
This is really wild, seeing all of them being interviewed by the late, great Mean Gene Okerlund, WWE Hall of Famer. But you know what, too, Tommy? When you look at this, you knew there was going to be a second WrestleMania. I didn't think we'd be now getting ready for WrestleMania 36, but it's just amazing how everything grew from this one night. It's unbelievable.
Absolutely. And Jimmy Snuka, whatever he's saying, it won't make any sense, but that's Jimmy. And phenomenal. When the WWE was built upon this, it was successful. They try to go bigger the next year when they did the three different places, though they were sold out, it wasn't perceived as well. And then what happened after this was WrestleMania 3, and then it was off to the races. But I mean, could you imagine if this event did not happen, WWE would be out of business, and it would be an entirely different business. Look at this, how we're ending a pay-per-view with a recap of Gorilla Monsoon and Jesse Ventura. Oh, normally it's $1 million worth of pyro. Good night, everybody. A nice glory shot of whoever's the champion. And man, has times changed.
No, this is ending just like any normal Madison Square Garden card would end for the WWF at the time. I mean, it's not that much different.
I don't mean to cut you off. The guy who Paul Orndorff broke his broom, he's just walking around in the back because he has no broom.
He's using his foot to wipe up the ring. That is amazing. That's a fitting image to end the first ever WrestleMania, is that the guy whose broom was broken is using his foot as a sweeper to clean up the ring at the end of the show. Tommy, this was absolutely phenomenal, man. I hope you had fun doing this.
I'm loving it. This is a great idea. Thank you, everybody, for listening. I hope you can enjoy this pure lunacy like me and Dave did, because it made me a 14-year-old boy and maybe appreciate and love professional wrestling all over again.
And don't forget WrestleMania 36 this weekend. We are going to be on the air covering it like a blanket. We're going to be on from 3 to 5 on Sunday with our WrestleMania show, recapping what took place on Saturday, getting you ready for what's taking place on Sunday. Don't forget, subscribe to the Busted Open podcast and follow us at Busted Open Radio. Use the hashtag Busted Open Podcast. Tell us what you felt about this episode, and then tell us what you want and what matches and moments you'd like Tommy and I to talk about. This has been a lot of fun, Tommy. Thanks so much, my friend.
See you, man.
All right. Talk to everybody on the next episode of the Busted Open Podcast.
Thanks for listening. Catch us Monday through Saturday on Busted Open from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM. Fight Nation, Channel 156. The Busted Open Podcast.